Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
0.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 76 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump saying late Sunday monumental damage was done to all nuclear sites in Iran by U.S. strikes, citing satellite images he did not show. Iran's supreme leader, in his first comment since America's bombing, said Iran will continue its attacks on Israel, not mentioning the U.S. The Pentagon bracing for retaliation against American troops in the region. But Iran has other options too.
Energy infrastructure, transportation, water, wastewater, all of those are things that we need to be cautious and look for in the near future.
Says ABC News contributor Elizabeth Newman, who worked in Homeland Security during Trump's first term. She says the number one concern is a cyber attack. The State Department is urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Americans themselves are demonstrating here in New York. President Trump saying, why wouldn't there be a regime change in Iran? Make Iran great again. This is ABC News.
Please, everybody, repeat after me. Welcome home, Mahmoud Khalil.
A New York rally celebrating freedom for the Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil 3 months after being whisked away by ICE agents. Now he's back. Speaking with ABC News, he said that the Trump administration presented not a shred of evidence to back its claims that he was a threat to America. Drivers at the Holland Tunnel heading from New Jersey into Manhattan last week had to duck a traffic hazard. They had to duck geese. Between 20 and 30 Canada geese marching single file right toward the New York-bound tube, bumper-to-bumper afternoon traffic, strutting right past the toll booth without paying. They did follow traffic etiquette and keep right. Port Authority police describing the scene over the police radio as officers nudged the geese away, but then the stubborn critters waddled around the cop cars back toward the tunnel, eventually obeying the law while gifting drivers with a taste of nature in the dreary blacktop jungle. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could be strong. A high in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15. For Monday night, a low of 68 with heavy rain at times, still humid. And then Tuesday, 80 degrees, scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and a high of 80. Widespread showers Wednesday and 83. A heat advisory still in effect until 7 o'clock this evening. Right now, after a daytime high yesterday of 94 degrees, our temperature fell to a mere 81 at midnight, and we are down from that. It's currently 76 degrees, and we have a wind from the east around 5 miles per hour. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Monday, June 23rd. It is time to officially begin our broadcast day.
So proudly we hail must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in shadows of our doubts. We will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Walk on.
That's Mike Reed and Walk on Faith. Before that, Faith Hill and Our Star Spangled Banner, rendition for today. Good morning, friends. We hope you are weathering the heat all right. It's not quite done yet. Sounds like a high in the low 90s today. And I was kind of thinking when I walked out of the house today, maybe the fever had broken a little bit there in terms of the heat and humidity. But nope, it feels pretty much the same. And again, maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It could be a little heavier later today with that heat and humidity. That's kind of what you expect when that happens and builds in as strong as it has over the weekend. Temperatures in the 90s for much of the weekend across Wisconsin. Right now, WRCO 76 degrees as we start the day and get ready for the chores and everything we have going today. A nice weekend for the Brewers, and the NBA season is finally over, and Oklahoma City wins a championship. We'll have more details when we check sports in about 10 minutes. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Here's Don Williams, and listen to the radio.
I guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it so. But you'll understand if you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain to you. eyes, the feelings my words can't show. They're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. The words I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
Well, I said, life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Johnny Paycheck on the Light in the Milk Cow Show today. A reminder that Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal coming up tonight from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome. The Kickapoo Area Food Pantry will be held at Viola Municipal Building. That's again today, the distribution from 4 until 6. For more information, call 608-627-1910. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be held today at 726 Main Street. This will be a drive-through pantry starting at 4 with no registration. Social distancing will be practiced. And a Red Cross blood drive is happening today from 1 until 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
A look at sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in hometown in baseball, it was Dodgeville over Muscadet, 16-5. Belleville beat Wyota, 17-0. Hollandale, 11. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 6. Verona, 11-4 over Scholesburg Benton. And Argyle was a winner against Ridgeway, 6-0. Blanchardville at Arena was postponed. Elsewhere was Cross Plains, 8-3 over Cazenovia, Ashton, 13, Reedsburg, 9, and Wanakee, 4-3 over Sauk Prairie, all on Sunday. It was Reese Hoskins homering, doubling, and driving in two runs as the Brewers completed a three-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins, 9-8. Bryce Tarang hit a three-run homer, and Caleb Durbin had three hits for the Brewers, who won their fourth straight and set a season-high 8 games over .500. Byron Buxton homered twice, giving him 6 home runs in his last 6 games, while Brooks Lee and Carlos Correa each had 4 hits for the Twins, who have lost 5 straight series and 13 of their last 16 games. Also in the National League, Miami 5-3 over Atlanta, Cincinnati 4, St. Louis 1, Colorado 4-2 over Arizona, the Dodgers 13, Washington 7, Philadelphia 7-1 over the Mets. In the American League, the Yankees 4, Baltimore 2, Detroit 9-3 over Tampa Bay, the White Sox 4, Toronto 2, Cleveland 3-0 over the Athletics, and Houston 8 and the Angels 7. Interleague play, Pittsburgh 8-3 over Texas. Seattle beat the Cubs 14-6. It was San Diego 3 and Kansas City 2. San Francisco 9-5 over Boston. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander finished off his MVP season with a 29-point, 12-assist day, and the Oklahoma City Thunder pulled away in the second half to beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and win the NBA championship. Jalen Williams scored 21 for the Thunder, who were pushed to a Game 7 brink in the NBA Finals, but finished off a season for the ages, winning 84 games between the regular season and the playoffs, tying the Bulls of 96-97 for third most in any season. That's an update on sports. I am Phil Nee.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Hoenig Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
76 degrees at 5:21. The aerobic polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's SUPPZ.
SUPPZ.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
After a really hot weekend, oh, man. Yeah, and really, it hasn't cooled off too much, so I hope you don't get overheated. Maybe stop in the middle of this aerobic polka and take a drink of water. But nonetheless, it is aerobic polka time. We work out today.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Sing. Sing out a song of good cheer. Now's our time to roll the barrel while the gang's all
the aerobic polka from the All-Stars of Polka Land. You just you always need that really special polka on Monday to just kind of get the day going and get the week flowing. And here we are together again, friends. Thanks for joining us for the Light in the Mail Cow Show. A heat advisory will be in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. The heat index should reach the upper 90s or so today. The heat index did reach 110 at one point yesterday here at the studios. We hit a daytime high of 94. So partly cloudy, breezy, hot, and humid today. Scattered thunderstorms likely by late afternoon, some of which could be strong, and a high of 91 degrees. Right now on WRCO Radio, it is time for us to take a little trip to Abilene. This is George Hamilton IV.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my
city. There ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be
prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I picked you up in Dallas just about a week ago. Married woman, but you know I didn't know. Now your man's a burning rubber off a standard stick. We lost him up in Tulsa, but he's catching up.
This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping and praying that we'll make Little Rock so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop.
Fort Smith was a ball, I've got to call the whole trip fun. But I think about your husband and I get a vision of a gun. I don't wanna hire the cemetery boys today. Gotta stop this rolling party, try to hide my rig.
This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping and a praying that we'll make Little Rock
so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop. Should have told me I was stealing you away. You'd be waiting tables yet back there in that cafe. Every light in the mirror scares me half to death, and that tailgating fool much more than all the rest.
This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping and a-praying that we'll make Little Rock
so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop.
Jimmy Martin on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show and an overloaded diesel. Coming up on Farm News and Market Time today here on WRCO Radio, and moving on with more regular features. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We move toward this next weekend with lots more stuff going on. The Cazenovia Dairy Breakfast and this weekend, Thunder Fest. We'll have details on that event coming up later on this morning during the morning show. But we'll be looking forward to music and food and fun and fireworks in Richland Center this coming Saturday night. Right now it is 76 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Some crop insurance will be paying out. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A professor of farm management at the University of Illinois says many farmers that took the enhanced or supplemental coverage options on crop insurance for 2024 will see payments. Gary Schnecke says county corn and soybean yield data released by the Risk Management Agency will trigger payments in specific areas of the Corn Belt.
For corn, the payments mainly were in the southeast, and that would have begun like at southern Ohio through Kentucky and through Mississippi and anything east of there. And then the western Great Plains also had payments on corn.
He says eligible producers should expect to see 2024 cropping year payments in October. Rainfall amounts have varied widely in Wisconsin during June, affecting crop conditions. Andy Bensend raises corn, wheat, and soybeans near Dallas in northwest Wisconsin. He tells Brownfield moisture has not been a problem for his farm so far.
Since the last 10 days, we've been getting enough moisture so that our topsoils are fully recharged.
A lot of our subsoil moisture that we were concerned about earlier, I think, are beginning to be recharged, but when you get down about 3 feet, the ground is still really dry.
Zeb Zuhls grows corn, soybeans, and hay near Montello in south central Wisconsin. He tells Brownfield the forecast has called for rain, keeping him from cutting hay while his crops get drier and drier.
All these days of rain, they keep talking, and I don't know if we've even gotten 2 tenths the last 2 weeks.
Zuhl says the weather is frustrating for him and his hay-buying clients. He's also wondering how long the corn will continue to look good. An Extension Beef veterinarian encourages cattle producers to monitor livestock during the current heat wave. Grant Duell with Iowa State says most cattle in the Midwest are bred for cooler climates.
So anytime it gets above 75, 80 degrees, they're dealing some with heat stress. And when it gets up to 95 to 100, there can be some pretty severe heat stress that they're dealing with. So keep an eye on their animals.
He tells Brownfield, panting and a lack of movement are symptoms of heat stress, and producers can intervene with water and shade. And Duell says it's better to feed in the afternoon than in the morning.
When that rumen heats up in 4 to 6 hours after they consume that, hopefully it's cooling off as we get into 8, 9 o'clock in the evening. And so versus if we feed them at 8 in the morning, their rumen's getting hot about the time the temperature's getting hot about noon.
He says extreme heat can be affecting grazing behavior and rotational grazing systems might need to be adjusted. Fewer cattle entered U.S. feedlots in May than a year ago. USDA says placements on feed last month were 1.9 million head, down 8% on the year and below the average pre-report estimate. Marketings during May dropped 10%, mostly because of tighter ready numbers and the total number of cattle on feed June 1st. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Direct cash cattle and cash hog business were lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There was another light round of direct cash cattle business to finish the day Friday. For the week, live deals in the South range from $228 to $231, $5 to $7 below the prior week's weighted averages. Stress deals in the North for the week were marked at $376, $4 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers were mostly steady to $4 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to $5 lower. Steer calves and heifer calves were lightly tested with a lower undertone noted. The USDA says quality was average to attractive. Medium and large one feeder steers, 768 to 780 pounds, brought $316.50 to $324.50. Feeder steers, 915 to 927 pounds, brought $283 to $298.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 614 to 638 pounds, brought $295 to $327.50. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice was down $3.29 at $390.50. Select closed $236 higher at $376.95. Estimated cattle slaughter was 102,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down more than 16,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors were pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts and moved big numbers throughout the week, many times at much higher prices. Demand for U.S. pork has remained relatively strong, both on the global market and domestically, both adding support to prices. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 266 lower with a weighted average of 110.46. The Iowa Minnesota was 215 lower with a weighted average of 111.94. And the Western Corn Belt closed 252 lower with a weighted average of 111.74. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 316 at 122.14. All of the primals were higher and sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 461,000 head, up 26,000 on the weekend, down nearly 8,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by the weakness in cash business. Ahead of Friday's On Feed report, and lean hog futures into the day higher, supported by higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Direct Cattle Business Friday was mostly at 228 live. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are pressured by profit taking. July beans are down 6¾ at 1068. August was 5¼ lower at 1071½. July corn is 4¾ lower at 428¾. September was down 3½ at 425½. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the USDA's On Feed numbers. August live was down $1.85 at 209.82, and October was 187 lower at 207.35. August feeders were down $1.72 at 302.45. And with pork higher at midday, July hogs are up 60 cents at 112.77. The August contract was 45 higher at 112.45. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Pivot Bio and Taranis partner up to help farmers access federal conservation funding. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In order for farmers to qualify for federal payments for conservation cropping practices, they have to jump through a lot of hoops. The crop nutrition company Pivot Bio and the AI-powered crop intelligence platform Taranis just announced a joint effort to make it easier for corn growers to comply with federal rules governing conservation payments. Those payments are made for practices like nutrition management, crop pest management, establishing cover crops, crop rotation, and reduced tillage. In a joint news release, the two companies say they will provide eligible growers with the information they need to qualify for USDA funding through the CSP and EQIP programs and also some tax credits. The companies say there is $9.5 billion earmarked for those types of payments this year and $11.5 billion for next year. The partnership allows Pivot Bio dealers to refer customers to the Taranis Conservation Service, which supports growers in identifying eligible acres, preparing documentation, and submitting applications directly to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There's a link to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
More milk in May. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA officials say milk production went up again in May. Production nationwide rose 1.6%, and the 24 major producing states saw a 1.7% rise. The 24 major dairy states made 19.1 billion pounds of milk in May. Production per cow averaged 2,125 pounds in the major producing states. The number of milk cows in the U.S. last month was 9.45 million head, 9 million of those in the 24 primary producing states. Michigan continues to bring in the highest average production per cow at 2,400 pounds. Texas ranked second, averaging 2,275 per animal. Colorado third at 2,240. New York and Wisconsin tied for fourth, 2,230 pounds per cow. A dairy farmer in southern Missouri says lower grain prices make a difference in the bottom line of his family's dairy business. Caleb Rogers tells Brownfield feed is the dairy's biggest expense.
When we first built the barn, feed was around $19 and milk was $20. So, and then like now, milk is $20-something and feed's $14.
He says the money the dairy saves on feed by purchasing it from a local feed company can be invested back into the farm business. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up 2.25 to 57 cents, 2 sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2.5 cents at 166.5, 7 sales there. Cheese barrels went down 3.25 cents to 165.75, 4 sales. Butter prices down 2.75 at 250, 19 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down 2 cents at 126 with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service. Today, a high temperature of around 91 expected, partly cloudy, breezy, hot, and humid. Severe thunderstorms could be likely in parts of the state late today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms tapering off gradually. Still warm and muggy and a low of 66. There's a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. The heat index should reach the upper 90s or so for today. Now, right now, after a midnight reading of 81, our temperature is at 76 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Good morning. Today is Monday, June 23rd. Here's Sonny James.
Just about the time I pull myself together, when the hurt in me gets better than it's been. Just about the time I feel life's new within. It's funny, here comes honey again. Honey comes and honey stays just long enough to tear my mind up. Then she leaves me just the way I knew she would. And I have to start all over, start to picking up the pieces. Times like this, I almost wish she'd go for good. Just about the time I find myself a new love, when this broken heart she left me starts to mend. This is just about the time that I'll be saved. It's funny, here comes honey. Hello,
like I could die. Bye bye, my love, goodbye. Bye bye, my love, goodbye. Goodbye bye, my love.
Beverly Brothers on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. Today, June 23rd, coming at you. We'll check forecast details with the expert, Tony Schumacher, in just a couple of minutes. Here's Ronnie Millsap.
This could be our last good night together. We may never pass this way again. Just let me enjoy it till it's over or forever. Please don't tell me how the story ends. See the way our shadows come together. Softer than your fingers on my skin. Someday each other. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Never's just the echo of forever. Just let me go on loving and believing till it's over. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Please don't tell me how the story ends.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have one more hot day to go through here today, and temperatures will still be running about 10 or 12 degrees above normal, but we'll see a little more cloud cover work in by afternoon as a cold front to our northwest gets closer. Currently, there's some showers and storms with that running from Nebraska up through Minnesota. They'll start to move into northwest Wisconsin this morning and could reach our area late this afternoon, early this evening. A few of those could be on the strong side, with gusty winds the main threat, but also a few pockets of small hail. Otherwise, that front is going to stall out basically from the central plains right up towards southern Wisconsin this week as moisture continues to funnel into it and some disturbances come in. We will likely see some more pockets of rain and storms throughout the week. Some of those rain totals could get fairly heavy, maybe a few inches by the end of the week. The forecast now for today, heat advisory through 7 p.m. Look for temperatures topping out around 91 with partly cloudy skies. Breezy again, southwest wind 10 to 20. The heat index likely reaching the upper 90s for most areas. Tonight, some scattered storms out there gradually diminishing, still warm and sticky with a low of 66. Mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 79, wind variable up to 5. Some showers for Tuesday night, low 63, and Wednesday variably cloudy, 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high at 79. As we head into Thursday, warm and humid with occasional showers and storms, heavy rain is possible, low 65, high 85. Right now, Friday looks like a dry day, partly sunny, high 83. Isolated thunderstorm Saturday, warm and sticky, high 88. Chance of storms on Sunday, high again, 88. You stay cool out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is 76 degrees. Yesterday, we hit 94 with a heat index at 110 yesterday afternoon. The record high, 95, was established June 23rd of 1983. Record low, 37 in 1972. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 64. Sunset will occur at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:22 for tomorrow morning. Right now, we have a northeast wind around 4 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.09 and no precipitation today. After the midnight reading of 81, we are down from that. It is 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severton. There are a lot of questions about how much damage was actually done to Iran's nuclear program by the U.S. missile and bombing attacks Saturday night. ABC News Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez.
Another really important question is, did the Iranians have enough time to move some of these centrifuges, which were the targets to begin with? Did they have enough time to move them out to other locations?
Homeland Security officials warning law enforcement across the U.S. of